Lakwamena Community Job Center sits above the Alibaba Turkish restaurant on Port Richmond Avenue. And on Thursday night, the modest office was overflowing with people. Small kids played in one room while their parents vented nearby. Maribel Torres from Puebla sat in the far corner. She was feeling upset at the idea that her bosses, the people who hired her and whose home she cleans, voted for Donald Trump. They tell me they can help me, that they're in a good position to help. They say, don't worry, nothing's going to happen to you. But they're not informed. They don't understand the consequences, the repercussions that this can have, she said. Torres's biggest fear is that something could happen to her 20-year-old son she brought here when he was 8. He applied and received temporary legal status under what's known as DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Donald Trump has promised to repeal all President Obama's executive actions, including this one. One woman asked whether Trump would not only end DACA, but deport the current recipients of it. Carlos Vargas, a 31-year-old community organizer and dreamer himself, didn't have a definitive answer. He hasn't said that if he cancels the program, he's also going to deport the people who have permission to work here. He simply said he would end DACA. But we don't know what that means, Vargas said. The bottom line, no one is sure what to expect. The group asked questions and listened calmly, even when Vargas described what to do if an immigration officer pounds on the door at 3 a.m. The advice, don't open the door, but demand a search warrant. Videotape encounters, take notes on what's happening, keep passports and other important papers in a special box, and know who to call. And if the person gets deported, where are they going to leave the kids? All of this we have to start planning for now, Vargas said. The advice was dire, but it's a reality immigrants like these have been living with for years. Deportations rose dramatically under the Obama administration. Mexicans in Staten Island understand the risks. It is the only borough in New York City that voted overwhelmingly for Donald Trump. But not everyone was convinced he would follow through with his campaign promises. Like one worker who said he had just returned from cleaning one of Donald Trump's properties in Manhattan. He didn't want to be identified out of fear of losing his job. I don't know why Mr. Trump talks so much about immigrants. The company where I work, he says, services his daughter's house, his building in New Jersey, and in fact, it was my turn to work at his building in Manhattan today. It just doesn't make sense, he said. Gonzalo Mercado is director of La Colmena Community Job Center. Mercado says colmena means hive, and the name is an analogy between the immigrant worker and worker bees. He organized the Thursday night meeting that went on for nearly 2 hours. He says he's encouraging people to take pictures of where they work in order to make hypocrisy more visible.
They clean their homes or cut their lawns, you know, so I think the hypocrisy in a way of supporting a candidate that's calling for the deportation of the same people that not only you're hiring, but you also want to deny their humanity. At the end of the day, if you're going to benefit from the fruit of their labor, you at least have to accept their humanity.
Mercado believes that workers also need to make themselves more visible in order to show they are the ones that help make Staten Island run. But he also knows that even before Donald Trump's victory on Tuesday, his members face discrimination and hatred on the streets. So he's organizing neighborhood watch groups and reminding people to report harassment and to stick up for each other. He sees this as a moment for the Latino community to organize and come together.
I think it's a great opportunity. I mean, if it's not now, it's when.
And so he did his best to end the meeting on a note of defiance.
Sin papeles,
sin miedo.
Sin papeles,
sin miedo.
Without papers and without fear, they chanted, before filing out of the small office to face the streets and the new reality of a Donald Trump presidency. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.